The memorial stands in a park in Mint Hill. It has that memorial grandeur to it. There are four granite columns with benches and a fountain arranged in the shape of the South Korean flag.
The Korean War should not be a forgotten war, and we wanted a decent memorial somewhere for people to come and visit and understand that the Korean War was a war.
That's Korean War veteran and retired Air Force Colonel Bill Reed. He says it's North Carolina's only memorial dedicated solely to Korean War veterans. Reed and a few other vets spent several years trying to get the memorial built. They had to find somewhere to build it and raise $900,000 for the construction. Reed says it was worth it as a reminder of the 800 North Carolina men and women who died in the war, and to honor veterans like himself who never felt their service was properly recognized.
It's like one guy put it, he said, "I went over there and fought. When I came home, nobody didn't even know I'd been gone."
Reed says they chose Mint Hill because the town was eager to have the memorial. Mint Hill provided the space in a park just off I-485 and also chipped in $120,000. The South Korean government pitched in another $56,000, and the rest of the costs were covered by families of veterans and some local businesses. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.